Avalanche report for Thursday, the 16th of January 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to east. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant in some cases, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects. This also applies in isolated cases on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Avalanches can release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach medium size. Avalanches can be released in the weakly bonded old snow, even by small loads in isolated cases. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on steep northwest, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a strong wind from easterly directions, sometimes avalanche-prone wind slabs will form in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The fresh and older wind slabs are lying on soft layers in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes. Faceted weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack, especially on shady slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding. The tendency for Friday, the 17th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.